Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Here's something that may surprise you. After working with hundreds of clinics over the past decade, here's the truth. Most clinics don't have a lead generation problem. They have a conversion problem. Clinics are spending tens of thousands on advertising to get more leads through the door. But if those leads aren't being converted into paid procedures, it's wasted time, wasted money, and missed opportunities. The problem isn't just at the top of the funnel, it's what happens after leads comes in. Hello and welcome to Online Marketing for Doctors TV and podcast show, the place where growth-focused medical clinics come to scale with smarter strategies. I'm your host, Huyen Truong, the author of many published books in medical marketing, as well as a consultant to clinics to get them more patients and more profits. Over the years, my team and I at Online Marketing for Doctors have helped clinics across European countries, UK, Australia, the US, Singapore, India, Canada, New Zealand, and beyond, increase patient volume and revenue, not just by bringing new patients, but by working smarter with patients they already have. Today's topic is all about why your inquiries aren't booking and how to fix it. And here's the kicker, outdated follow-up is costing you. Whether your patient coordinator has been in the role for 6 months or 16 years, there's a good chance she's relying on outdated follow-up strategies, old scripts, and sales tactics that don't work anymore, okay? The patient landscape has changed so much. Prospects are savvier, competition is fiercer, and attention spans are shorter than ever. And most important, touch points happen after the inquiry. So on today's episode, we're diving into what really drives conversion and how to equip your coordinator with the tools, mindset, and structure to finally stop leaking leads and start booking more surgeries. So if you want to convert more consultations, there are three things you absolutely have to have. First of all, you need to have a right person, somebody who makes your practice look good and builds trust. Right tools and technology and system to stay organized, responsive, and consistent. And third thing is accountability, clear expectations and metrics that hold your coordinator to high standards. Let's start with the first one. Do you have the right person in the role? Is your patient coordinator likable, warm, friendly, and genuinely interested in helping people? Does she understand that her job isn't to push, is to guide, and we are not in the business of pressuring patients. We are here to help them make informed decisions about something very personal, their experience, their health, and their confidence. These aren't cold leads, right? They are people who are already considering you. They believe you might be the answer. Your coordinator's job is to walk them confidently through that journey to a yes. And now let's talk about goals, rewards, and clarity. If you want better results, you have to give your coordinator a clear target and reward them for hitting it. It's human nature. When there's a carrot, we perform better. And that's why I'm a big believer in productivity-based pay for your patient coordinator. But first, you've got to give them clear goals. Saying, keep me busy in surgery is not a goal. It's vague and subjective. Instead, define specific metrics like how many leads were followed on and how many consults were booked, how many surgeries were converted, and how many patients re-engaged or converted from the follow-up. Then set performance incentives based on these metrics. Here's how. look at the past 24 months of surgical revenue, average it out by month, and that becomes your coordinator's quota. Anything they generate above that, they earn a bonus. It could be a flat dollar or pounds amount per case, or a percentage of collective revenue. Pay that monthly, not quarterly or annually. High performers are motivated by immediate rewards. Now, let's talk about chargebacks and quality control. If a surgery is canceled or refunded, call back the bonus. This is not to punish, but to reinforce the importance of bringing in the right patients, the one who say yes and follow through. Remember, your coordinator is helping someone go from "I don't know you" to "here's my $20,000 of my hard-earned money," and that takes confidence, empathy, poise, and people skills. It's high impact role and it deserves a clear expectations, training, and a fair compensation. Now that you have the right person, give her the right tools, okay? Equip her with the right tools. If she's working off spreadsheets, sticky notes, or juggling folders, you're limiting her performance. You need a CRM, a central platform that tracks every inquiry from the moment they contact you to the moment they booked or don't. With the right system, she can view all the lead history, set automated reminders, store preferences and notes, and send templated follow-up emails and SMS. Your coordinator's number one priority should be converting leads to consultations and consultations to surgeries or procedures. If she's buried with manual follow-up and tracking on Excel sheets, you're losing money because she's going to tell you things you don't want to hear, such as, "I didn't have the time to make my follow-up calls," because we know that what really means I spend the day chasing down paperwork or digging through emails and I was in confusion all day. So automate the heck out of it. Let technology handle the repetitive and let your coordinator focus on what she does best. And that's building trust, guiding patients, and booking surgeries. And at Online Marketing for Doctors, we usually recommend our clients to go high level and set up the custom workflows for them. If you need help, please reach out to us at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com or email us at marketing@onlinemarketingfordoctors.com. It's time to set the stage for conversions. If you want your coordinator to confidently convert more consultations, you have to set her up in a space designed for success. Create an environment that converts. Your coordinator needs her own consult room, private, professional, and set up for success. No bouncing from desk to desk, no hallway sales chats, balancing a laptop on her knees, juggling folders and codes with no real base. That's not power position. That's traveling salesperson. Patients are about to spend thousands of dollars on something personal and emotional. They deserve privacy, and your coordinator deserves a professional environment where she can do her job effectively. Even subtle design changes matter. Mirrors help reinforce emotional urgency. Mirrors in the consulting room matter. They are the best silent selling tool in the aesthetic industry. Why? Because cosmetic patients, for example, have likely been fixated on their physical issues for years, and we wanted them to keep seeing it, especially while they're waiting for their code. That visual focus keeps the emotional urgency alive. You need to have also visual proof pieces like awards, media mentions, and credentials. You should also have supporting signage, visual brag pieces that validate the patient's decision to move forward with you. Things like signage that says, "Why choose us?" or your awards or affiliations and media mentions. Testimonial or photos of happy patients can help as well. And you can even include wall art of happy patients who love their results. These act as a subtle social proof pieces that back up the emotional decision with logical reassurance. And this tells this hotel patient that you are in the right place right now. Sell the value, don't let her guess it. If your coordinator doesn't know why you charge what you charge, she can't defend your fees. Here's simple truth, okay? Your coordinator cannot effectively sell your value if she doesn't fully understand it herself. So tell her why you are so great. Create a simple brag sheet, one page with your education, your number of procedures, like 3,000 facelift, count them up, memberships and recognitions and medical associations and hospital affiliations, and then logos of media features and awards and recognitions. And this isn't ego, okay? It is evident to the prospective patient. It gives your patient the logic they need to justify the investment, especially when explaining it to their friends or family members, okay? Post this signage in the consultation room so the patient can see it as well. It helps them make sense of the fees. Now, living proof converts faster. Here's one of the fastest ways I've seen coordinators triple their their results overnight. Let her become your patient, okay? When she had a procedure, she speaks from the experience, she relates better, and she becomes a walking, talking case study. And that's not a free surgery, it's marketing investment with instant return on investment. Hello there, quick post to ask you if you have gaps in your practice, new patient inquiries. If so, we can help you streamline, grow, and take the guesswork out of your patient generation issues. Book your practice growth strategy review at onlinemarketingfordoxer.com and let's turn those gaps into growth. Now, back to the podcast. Now, the first next thing you can talk about is Comcast and referral tools. Give your coordinator a stack of complimentary consult cards with a clear value printed on them, say $200. These cards act as tangible incentives and conversation starters. She can carry them with her while she's out at events, in social settings, and even running errands. Cosmetic procedures are often a hot topic, and when someone shows interest, she can naturally offer a card, right? This turns a casual conversation into a warm referral, not a cold lead. And because it's coming from someone they know and trust, it dramatically increases the chance of converting. So give her the tools, the confidence, and the stories, and the referral cards, and watch your consults start to climb. Pre-consult education equals faster conversions. Another powerful strategy is to educate the patients before they ever step into your clinic. Most valuable consultations begin before the first handshake, okay? When patients arrive already informed because they've seen your content, watch your videos, or read your articles, they're walking in with trust, clarity, and intent. Now, Instagram reels are great for visibility, but they are fast, fleeting, and built for scrolling, not learning. Plus, Meta's policy don't always play well with certain medical content, which could put your account at risk. This is why having a YouTube channel is so valuable. YouTube isn't just for influencers, it's the second largest search engine in the world and owned by Google as well, which means it heavily boosts your SEO. Unlike Instagram, YouTube users are actively seeking information. They spend real time, 10, 15, even 20 minutes, learning about procedures, outcomes, and your approach. That level of attention builds trust at scale. You can use your channel to answer the most frequently asked questions, break down complex procedure in plain English, and show before and after transformations, and share your personal treatment philosophy. And when a potential patient binge watches your content, they begin to trust you. They feel like they know you and believe you are the one. And by the time they reach out, they're already halfway to yes. Now, include your YouTube link in your inquiry replies, welcome emails and appointment confirmations, and in clinic, hand them an iPad with your best videos while they wait. Don't let them scroll aimlessly on social media. Keep them engaged in your world, okay? This isn't about being salesy. It's about creating pre-framed momentum before the consultation even begins. And here's the best part. When a patient walks in already educated, the consult shifts from you explaining everything to you answering specific questions. They feel heard, understood, and ready to make a decision. Helping patients say yes, eventually, every patient needs to make a decision. Are you the right fit? Are they ready to move forward? And here's the thing, they are not just comparing you to another surgeon down the street. You are also up against the family holiday, the kids' school expenses, and the new kitchen reno, and even just maybe little voice in the head, okay? That's what you already competing with. Other ways they can spend their money, okay? So your job, help them get to a yes. Gently, confidently, without pressure. Most people don't walk away because they are uninterested. They walk away because they're unsure. They freeze, they overthink. And if no one nudges them, they stay on the fence forever. Some will procrastinate, others will try to negotiate. And now, depending on your clinic's value, you can hold a firm line. We don't discount, okay? Or you can be prepared to, with smart intentional ways to add value without undercutting your worth. One approach, keep a few discreet, purpose-driven promos in your back pocket. Maybe it's a thank you for teachers, nurses, or the first responders. You don't need to advertise this everywhere. Just keep it in your back pocket for the consultation when someone wants to negotiate with your coordinator. Maybe it's a little perk for locals in the same gym, mom's group, or yoga studio. No need to plaster it everywhere. Just bring it up if someone is hesitating or and looking for a reason to say yes. You can also use value adds instead of discounts. For example, Dr. Smith usually doesn't discount, but I might be able to ask him to take care of those two skin tags while you're under. Would that be helpful? You know, or he could revise that old scar during the surgery at no extra charge. Should I ask? Those little extras feel like big wins to the patient and they cost you pretty much next to nothing, right? You're probably already giving post-op kits, Anika or skin products, but are you showcasing them instead of handing them over, quietly? Make it a promotion, you know, book your surgery this month and receive $200 recovery gift packed free while supplies last. And display it in your coordinator's office as well. Give it that special occasion feel. Now display it in your coordinator's office. Women love to spend money, to save money, and they love goodies bags and to make it a reason to say yes today, okay? Now, if you need more tools that you don't sell, like discounts, here are a few ideas as well. 5% off if they pay in full at the consultation, just to give them heads up about so they can come prepared. 5% cash discount instead of saying we charge 3.75 for credit cards. And combine multiple procedures for other savings. Or even a special anniversary gift card strategy. For example, Dr. Smith gave me 3 500 gift cards to celebrate our practice anniversary this year. Now, I happen to have one left. If you're ready to move forward, I'd love to offer that to you, okay? And above all, make it easy to pay. Most patients don't have $20,000 sitting in their account, but $500 a month, that feels doable. So help them say yes. Offer flexible financing, remove the friction. Actually, texting equals fast conversion. Want to convert procrastinators? Use SMS. And finally, you offer, you know, texting in your practice. Since patients love texting, so be easy to do business with. There are so many software platforms that allow safe texting. Email is too slow and nobody can find it, especially when you have last minute cancellations, for example, and you need to fill that fast. So text like, you know, "Hi Sarah, it's Kim with Dr. Smith's office. We just had a surgical slot open up. Are you free to chat now?" That creates urgency. It's first come, first served, and that's how you convert procrastinators. And I've said yes to that exactly kind of message multiple times myself. So now, wrap up. Wow, that's worth a lot. And now you have the roadmap to success. And to recap, you need to have the right person and use the right tools and set the clear expectations and reward performance. Educate consistently and make it easy to say yes. And if you need help implementing this system in your clinic, we are here for you, okay? Just book a free strategy call with us at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com and let's turn more inquiries into high value patients. And thank you very much for listening, watching, and I see you in the next episode. And bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.